This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning. Yes, From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny Pua Manuka.
Good morning,
the wonderful
guys.
Jeff here today.
La paz esté contigo.
Yeah. Ooh. And these are our own opinions. That's okay. Spanish. Now we have to represent both sides, the other view. World community standards are very important. Otherwise, people complain on Facebook. Yep, and I was reading about this case here. Roof dared to write about one of our culture's sacred cows, gender identity. You see, Vanessa not only had anorexia, but autism. And had experienced childhood sexual abuse, and she also identified as a boy.
Yes.
Okay, and so Roof wrote sensitively about many interesting, complex issues. So it's important that much reported on erosion of trust in our media is an urgent concern. And while much of this decline is self-inflicted, the increasing pressure from activist groups working to control the narrative is also having a negative effect. So Kiwi journalists were afraid to tell the story of a girl who died of starvation while in state care. Roof Hill dared to expose sacred cows of gender identity. And so we need to have independent news, okay? Independent journalism, where we speak our hearts and tell the truth the way it is. If the media are going to control that, they're putting a gag on people.
Have you seen that Counterspin has been, their bank accounts have been shut down?
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Yeah. So I'm thankful to community radio that they allow us to express ourselves, our views, because these are our own opinions. So yeah. I'm very thankful for this community group.
Did you hear that guy in charge of the illegal state of Israel has put a gagging order on all his politicians?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So no freedom of speech in Israel. Mind you, they had the internet cut when they started that war.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that last
October
night.
The October 7th false flag. They cut the internet to people in Israel.
No, they've just cut the last fiber building or something, haven't they?
So, but
well, they cut their internet's gone from Iran. Now they can't talk to anyone. Palestine was cut off, has been for years and years and years, cannot even allow food.
But I must recognise spiritual Israelites and the need for overcomers. We need to be king priests and angel messengers. This is essential in these last days. Daystar apostleship chatbot. I'm still working on my own chatbot. I'll be seeing her later on today for my Glory Light game, and we're going to have a permanent presence online when our chatbot for suicide prevention is actually set up.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
And training ambassador functionaries, the buddy supporters, the holistic healers, supervisors, they're going to be online. Okay.
Let's go.
But while you're on that topic, Jeff, Steve Evans brought out an interesting perspective. The international community should have stopped genocide in Gaza. Israel, as nuclear warheads, should have signed a non-proliferation treaty. Yeah. So, you get both sides of the view there, don't you?
What's just happened in Bangladesh, you realise that they've just toppled their government.
Mm.
And you're going to see that there's going to happen all around the world. They're going to start dropping like cards now. There's a deck of cards that these guys all play with, and they're all just going to start falling over.
Yeah.
If you want to predict the next one, the people of Israel itself are going against their government. They're definitely in line for what will be a regime change in Israel.
Yeah.
And it's what the world needs. Because the people like Donald Trump, for instance, a regime change in America is coming too, the 50-51 movement. You'll see its government toppled. Hopefully it'll all happen this year.
But there is a third world war, and it's the war against humanity in our own country and psychological...
Have you ever studied the Panac Agreement, Jack?
We need to put on the armour of God and stand against the demonic strongholds.
Have you ever
and be free,
at the Panac
free in
Agreement,
Christ.
Jack, the PNAC Agreement.
Yeah.
The project for the new American century and how they plan on invading all these countries and arming them and getting them to have civil wars. It's all part of this project. Now, Qatar's, what are they going to do to Iran now?
Right.
We've had that Guy Fawkes show on the telly last night and the CGI missiles. It's so embarrassing to the international community that they're CGI-ing these rockets.
Yeah, but we need to have the home guard. We need to protect one another. I was talking to Peter today because he trains people in Taekwondo and this sort of thing, and we need to have be secure in our own land.
We do.
And defend one another. This is what really matters, because if you get caught up and go down the rabbit hole and concerned about what's going on with Trump and all the rest of it, unless it affects us and unless we bring the transformation, we can't change anything, can we?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need the answer in Christ and the kingdom around. Right, the People's Court, the Dutch United Bank, is against usury. And the Federal Reserve in this country will disenfranchise businesses bringing in digital currency with all ATMs shut down. And we're going to find that you won't be able to use just normal currency with people, you know?
Yeah.
A $20 payment for a bill or whatever the case may seem. Because everything's going to be done online soon.
When the old Labor government was in, they were contemplating taking away cash, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or is that a rumour?
No, well, this is going to happen in the future. Digital currency will kick in.
I was actually going to make a submission to the Select Committee if that one went through, that people with disabilities, older people like yourself, you need money.
Yeah.
You need money.
Yeah. Well, we all need money. It's the main...
Yes, there are people out there that haven't got a phone.
Yeah. There are.
Yeah, so we're going to take out corporates, giving power to the people as original mortgagee. John's been talking to us about that. And it's important that this King of Kings movement really gains momentum.
Yep.
Because they're actually serving written notices on all the corporations. So that's...
That's pretty funky, Jack.
Yep, that's all going to happen.
All good.
So how are we getting on in training up the sheriffs? This is what I'm really concerned about, you know.
I think I'm a bad sheriff. I haven't been training. Have you been training, Jeff?
I've been looking at the international problems in a different perspective altogether.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, so I was noticing on TV, like with the Maori settlement of the treaties and so forth. And the money to be handed out to all the iwis, one thing or another.
Well, the iwi is quite...
They're talking about one commercial settlement for all the different iwis and all the tribes, and others just want individual payment out to different groups.
Yeah.
And but the problem is, what some people are saying was it's a bit of a gravy train, and if you give one huge amount, like $20 million, whatever the case may be, that the money will go to people at the top, but there will be no trickle down. So are we seeing homes put in place? Are we seeing Maori families taken care of with health care? Are we really seeing them looked after?
Is the Tainui Trust Board doing any housing developments? Do they pay dividends to their 53,000 shareholders?
You can. I think if you get registered.
Yeah.
They do give payment out and grants and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah, they do.
Have they got any... property developments on the Kaurna, building housing
for
the homeless, etc. Yeah. Have they got a Maori police force coming in to stop these
I think
ram
the
raids
wardens, the wardens and Māori can be part
it's not
of
just
the crown.
Race-based now too. There's people from the Middle East living
here. Yeah, but
Māori
can be part of
crime as well.
Māori can be part of the crown police anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they can get a job there. Yeah.
Now at Pakuranga.
Good, they're not racist in the police force.
There's been a battle in the night market, and two men have been knifed. And also outside Subway this week.
Oh, crap.
A gang of Pacific Islanders attacked a friend of mine. His name is Jamie. And his brother had to go into hospital. So we're seeing increasing violence in our communities.
We are.
People attacking one another. And I mean, it just gives police permission to come in and put laid charges and make people at the bottom of the rung responsible.
Well, one would think that's because of the current cost of living crisis, and that's because of the current government. But I think we've got to keep our heads up.
Yeah, like the LGBT,
chin up.
Like the chatbot said, it actually said that the difference between now and what happened in the past in the 30s in the Depression is that everyone is against everyone else. Alienation is such a big issue now between everyone, and people are going mad. It also said that insanity was the problem in today's age.
Yeah, I call it criminal insanity to actually get a soldier to point a gun at a child and kill them. That's criminal insanity.
But this is what they want, isn't it? The elitists want us attacking one another. They want us alienated. And so the more we feed into that narrative of violence and everything else, the more we become enemies of one another. And this is why I like the King of Kings movement, because it says, love our Creator God and love our neighbour as ourself. Philippians 2 verse 10, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father through him. And this is why I believe in the sovereignty movement, sovereign citizens, that we have got to all unite. And we have to treat one another with respect.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the sheriff's movement is and common law equity counselling is all about. It's about the Ten Commandments. Honour thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. That means get along with one another. Thou shalt not bear false witness. This is what we actually need to see happen in our societies, groups coming together, even though we're slightly different, like the group Janine has got, which is King of All Kings, working in with John Winoa and the sovereignty movement and the people of the land. We all have to work in to bring about a transformation in our society. Okay, Jeff, you had something there?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. We're basically broadcasting live from Hamilton, New Zealand. It's 11:14 a.m. Wednesday, the 25th of June. We've just gone past our shortest day, so things are getting warmer. I've bringing into this program what I call food for thought, and we're just going to have a little segment for 3 minutes here about the letter A today.
Okay.
And the letter A today is I'm looking at the abolishment of all war. And to do that, we need a global movement. We need a new global establishment and a new arbitration and amendments to all laws in all countries.
Okay.
We also then will move into the Antichrist and the Bible. A quick Bible verse, John 2:17. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, refusing to confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Any such person is a deceiver and the Antichrist. 1 John 2:22, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. 1 John 4:3, and every spirit and excuse me, guys, of my reading here. And the spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now it is in the world. The Antichrist is basically someone who doesn't believe in what Jesus says. So two, a lot of people will use this term anti-Semitic if you're anti-Israel. No, you're not. You're actually anti-murder. You're against those in a country that are killing their neighbours. I'll move now into abortion, Jack. Mm. I believe it's the woman's choice. It's the something I personally, I would not recommend doing it. I just think these young people in our world today that are getting pregnant early, they need to be looked after. We need to encourage them. We need to actually pay for these things so that they don't have to worry about money. You've got a third world attitude out there where kids are being aborted because they can't afford to feed them.
Yep.
I'm now going to move on to atheists. A quick shout out to atheists. Next week I'll be doing B. B will be for Bible and boycotts. Atheists need to boycott Christmas. They are anti-Christ. So why celebrate his coming? Yep. Why celebrate his birth?
Okay.
And as I go to end, Jack, I'll just quickly say something in Afrikaans. Mag vrede op jou wees, which translates as peace be with you.
Wow.
And a quick word in Arabic to all the people out there in Arabia. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, awesome. That's awesome. This is a way to train up broadcasters to get them to do a segment.
Train them all.
And Pope Leo has pledged himself to continue Pope Francis' modernization efforts, focusing on collegial social justice. The word collegiality means companionship, cooperation.
Collegiality.
We all have to cooperate with one another. Engagement with marginalized people. So I like the Pope Leo's pledge there to help the marginalized people and be there for everyone in our society. And so I have a bishop cousin, so bless his heart and bless the work that the Catholic Church is doing and reaching out to people. And they've actually come to my rescue, actually.
What
from?
Because I was going to get kicked out of my place and I had no place to go to.
Guys, Jack found a place to live.
So you're not homeless?
No, not homeless.
So you still cannot speak from experience.
Thank you, Bishop Gaines, for helping me out at Bishop Gaines Village. So, and we are independent there as elderly people because you've got to have your act together and you've got to have a power of attorney. So I'm going to be able to function from there from now on. So that's
very
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
So I think
God has answered our prayers.
Helping me out there. Yeah. And also I'd like to talk about celebration on Thursday. I had a ball up for Matariki. That was as 401.
Yum.
And on Friday, I had a wonderful time with the men from the local church where we were talking about where is the manifest sun. And I had Peter with me, and Peter and I went along to the Matariki celebration at the museum. But they were identifying Patu Pairihi. They had these toys and these carvings and this sort of thing, and the buried waka. And they actually said that Maori people didn't cede sovereignty. But I felt a bit upset about that because when I went along to the Workmen's Club, they said I had to pay $5 because I take Peter there as a bond, you know, to be able to play with their darts and to play ping pong.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I said, this is recolonization. And I feel that we are bringing in recolonization when we force people out of their homes, when we deprive people of jobs and when we're disenfranchising people in our current system. It's all about workers' rights. It's all about providing homes for people.
Yeah.
And we're going into a situation where people are increasingly going into more and more darkness in our society.
I think that the government is panicking.
Well, the future is basically off-the-grid housing. So Tainui's poised, I think they've got 190,000 acres. They can actually build a whole city of off-the-grid housing.
Yeah.
They want to borrow $100 billion. I'm not worried about this government. I can actually get them loans from offshore.
We need to talk to the
Māori
Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the vision I had, all the Maori people had to work together to bring about transformation and all the iwis and everything because they wouldn't be able to keep up with the suicide, the family alienation, which is all happening right now, and if we go into digital currency in the future, it's going to get even worse. So
yeah.
The solutions are the People's Rights Movement, is the King of Kings movement with believers in the Lord Jesus who love one another.
And for Meridum, Jack, I'd suggest that those that can forget their past have a future.
Yep.
Yep. And with Matariki, we have to overcome the winter blues. They call it seasonal affective disorder. So do you get the blues this time of the year where it's increasingly cold and there's not so much sunlight? And
I had it pretty bad last week.
We need exercise like doing yoga stretches and this sort of thing, taking vitamin D's, colour therapy, they reckon, and also interacting with one another.
Yep.
And practicing mindfulness. Do you practice mindfulness?
Well,
where you go into that breathing space?
I work on education.
Don't need to smoke. Just go into that breathing space. Meditate for 1 minute and just do the sign of the cross on yourself.
Just breathe down into your chest. It'll help warm you up a little bit. And, you know, cut those holy ends off your holy socks and roll them up over your knees, Jack, and you'll be warm this winter.
Yeah. So anyway, Peter, my son, got into trouble at school for gooning because he's excited. He's going on 10 and he reckoned one of the girls touched him on the cheek and called him a cutie.
Oh,
So we have to watch
scandal.
The sort of stuff they access on devices now. And I was reading something on, like I was watching TV and they were talking about Gen Z's words that they're using. It's a new slang, like crash out. Crash out means when something goes terribly wrong.
Yeah, it'll just crash out.
And they use also slang.
Our generation
No cap. What does that mean? So you take the cap off, you just express whatever.
According to Vice, you know the show Vice.
Yeah.
Our generation doesn't like hiring Gen Zs.
Why
My
is that?
Generation, millennials.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't like hiring us, did you?
Of course I don't. I love you in Christ, you know. Yeah.
No, but the generation before didn't like hiring us.
Right.
And so now we don't like hiring the next
generation. Do the Gen Zs feel they're owed something because the baby boomers had homes and they've got no homes? But you're getting your own home now, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No? I don't have my own home.
No, I thought you were...
And I'm not getting my own home.
A mortgage. You've got a mortgage on
your... No, I help my... we all pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's relevant.
But you're sharing in that property, obviously, with
your... Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
Well, I got a word for the Gen Z generation, Jack, and that's American, spelled A-R-N-E-R-I-C-A-N, and un-American means to tell lies, to make stuff up, to be pretentious, pretend to go to the moon, pretend to have nuclear weapons. This includes pathological liars, false flags, fake news, and those feeding off
the
fake
flag. What's the word? Say it again.
Un-American.
Un-American.
Yeah.
So we have to teach our children to pay respect, to honour their father and mother.
Yeah.
We have to focus on the solutions. And also sustainable goals for future generations are collaboration, integration, involvement, thinking, and prevention is better than cure. So...
Talk to them about a vape, you know. Talk to your kids about it. Don't get angry at them. Take it off and throw it away because it's going to do it behind your back. Talk to them about how the sugars in that vape are going to collapse their lungs. Show them stuff on the internet of people with breathing disorders. It's a coming problem for this planet. It's going to be worse than tobacco's ever been.
Yeah. So I must recognise spiritual Israelites, the need for overcomers. And also when we look at Revelation chapter 13:11, it talks about the Antichrist, and Daniel chapter 3 verse 2 it talks about worshipping the false image, Babylon, you know. Babylon is about babbling on, basically.
Babylon.
Baby London, Jack. Little London, the financial institution of our world, that's Babylon.
Right. So Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were told by King Nebuchadnezzar that they had to bow down before the image and the idol. But they wouldn't do that. So they were thrown into a fire, a furnace, And
it's a wonderful parable.
They weren't burnt alive, and there was one like the Son of Man who was in there. He was in the midst of the fire. And as we go through fires in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus is actually walking with us, and we are angel messengers, and his guardian angels are with us. And there's a song that goes, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the king, he said, and the father must go, but they knew better. The fire wouldn't burn, they were saved by the soul man. Jesus is a soul man, yeah. Jesus is a soul man, yeah. Jesus is a soul man, but I'm sure sold on him.
Matthew 25:31, King James Bible. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him,
yep,
he shall sit upon his throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations.
Yes.
And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, which is where I come up with the word far goats, Jack. F-A-G-O-A-T-S. Another for the next gen, they can have that word far goats and America today.
So Kiwi journalists, we're afraid to tell the stories, and we need independent journalism within our society. Also, there's a great need for all the tribes to work in together with the treaty claims, and we don't want to trickle up to be happening. We want it to be trickled down and given to new homes for people, jobs for people, you know, businesses that help Maori people and that sort of thing. And the government is cutting child safety contracts, and they're hitting community service providers, OT and other groups like that. So it takes a community to protect our children. We need to encourage voluntary, free, good and servant leaders. So would you go along with that? It takes a community to protect children?
Yes, it does. It takes a village to raise a baby, and that is true too.
Yep. And also,
and a united Māoridom would actually be able to send some suggestions to the current acting Prime Minister of New Zealand, the little monkey,
yeah,
about how, well, the changes you want to make to the treaty and how they can honour what the agreement already was. If they can do that, then we might move forward.
Yeah.
And you need to overcome the winter blues by exercise, vitamin D's, colour therapy, learn to interact. Also, we celebrate Matariki as we commit our loved ones to Pahutukawa. That's a particular star. Do you see your loved ones as stars in the heavens?
Yep.
You know, those who have died during the year.
That's a good thing to tell a child where their parents have gone if they pass, yes.
Yeah. And we all need to celebrate the new year.
We do.
So what are your New Year's resolutions, the new beginnings?
I'm
going through a huge shift. I'll be going through that. I hope to be standing for the mayoralty. Now that I've got a base to operate from, I can actually do that. Transparent administration, participatory democracy, public audits and business grants, beautification of Hamilton, and also equality for all citizens with a constitution, equality for children without poverty, equality for all parents without alienation.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd
equality
like
for males redressing suicide.
And
yeah.
I'd like to see the abolishment of all war, and we'll look forward to the reunification of mankind.
Yeah.
Stop, yeah.
You know, get this thing called the United Nations, but you've got people at war sitting in there.
So thanks, Jeff, for your input today. That was
thank
wonderful.
You, Jeff.
And thank
thanks,
you,
Jeff,
Jenny, for filming the show.
That's actually
today.
Fine.
And thank you, John Wanoa. And we do need the Coalition of Action for Public Safety and a quantumised constitution to take us forward, Maori and non-Maori, together into the future. Okay, so bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.